This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know, I spend most of my time right over there, rinsing the day's finest Duro Baldo news rice, then simmering it in a topical story milk from Anatolian curly cara cows, adding demerara sugar and rose water, then baking it in ramekins to a delicate brown crust so I can serve you the light yet exquisite Turkish Firin Sultaç that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, after failing to properly file the serial numbers off of stolen refrigerators for a Thai smuggling syndicate, I'm thrown into the cook pit where I boil the gelatin out of mouse bones in a puddle and toss in some flaking masonry grout to sip on the hostage's ditchwater pudding of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Poetry. It's poetry is what it is. And a lot of people do it. Meanwhile, after a pretty wild accounting error, Tom Holland's bonus check for the Avengers movie was actually sent to British actor Tom Hollander. Well, I think it's only fair that Tom Holland gets some money. Tom Hollander gets a bit more. But the lion's share goes to Tom Hollandest. It's a good guy. Meanwhile, there's a little drama surrounding one of Italy's best-selling souvenirs, a calendar depicting handsome young Catholic priests, popularly known as Calendario Romano, or the Hot Priest Calendar. Here's the scandal. Calm down. Here's the scandal. Because the photographer admitted that hardly any of the cassock-wearing hunks are really priests. Mamma mia, I can't believe they're fake. We're talking this hot priest. This hot priest, and most shocking of all, this hot priest. What? Wait a second. Oh, Jimmy, how did that get in there? And another one? How embarrassing. Meanwhile, a man admitted to stealing the Wizard of Oz ruby slippers from a museum after being approached by an old mob associate offering him a job. Really? The mob? What was that conversation like? Look, I need you to steal something. I can't tell you what it is yet, okay? Let's just say I'm a friend of Dorothy. Wait! That's not how I meant it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just love shoes. The thief, who himself has a long criminal history, claims that he accepted the job as one last score. Oh, sure, you think you can stop after stealing Dorothy's slippers, but pretty soon you're running off with the Scarecrow's hat, the Tin Man's oil can, and the Cowardly Lion's porn collection. It was cut. Steph Lyons? Steph, did I say that? It was cut from the movie. It's in the book, but they cut it from the movie. Meanwhile, in fast food employment news, Chipotle is hiring 19,000 people for its busy burrito season. In a related story, Chipotle is also hiring 30,000 bathroom attendants. I don't know why. Meanwhile, scientists have revisited our assumptions about venereal disease and are now asking, did syphilis really originate in the Americas? And more specifically, did it start with Rick? Meanwhile, news from the high seas, because Royal Caribbean hired a golden retriever as their newest crew member, because there's nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't get norovirus. The pup is there to improve morale, and make customers happy and has been named chief dog officer and apparently has already made herself at home. That's right, herself. Because it's 2024 and dogs can be women now.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder to everybody out there that the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a hot one this year, is live on CBS a week from this Sunday. Then, immediately following the Super Bowl, a somewhat live edition of this show, The Late Show Super Postgame Super Show Super, right there. I'm going to have... Can I announce this? Is this cleared? I've been told I can announce this. I'll have an extraordinary lineup of guests. Mr. John Krasinski will be here. Mr. Ryan Gosling will be here with a special appearance by Mr. Jon Stewart will be here. Look, it's Super Bowl night. It's Super Bowl night. You got to have the tasty treats, and that is a generous charcuterie board of man meat right there. Plus, Jon Stewart is the vegan option. Now, folks, I spend most of my time combing the day's news market for the finest, most topical Royo Lele rice flour, Kara coconut milk, palm sugar, pandan extract, and freshly grated story coconut, which I combine and gently fry in a wok to present to you the perfectly crispy yet delicate Indonesian kueh sarabi pancake. That is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, just sometimes, I crash a stolen combine through a grain silo and plunge down an abandoned well where I punch a raccoon to steal his Twinkie scraps, which I mash with dead leaves and wall runoff, then cook over a tin can fire to choke down the dungeon gristle flapjack of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
It is so refreshing. The thing about meanwhile is it's really refreshing. Cleansing. Meanwhile, a massive taxidermy polar bear was stolen in a bizarre Canadian heist at a resort near Edmonton. Now, so far, the police have no leads on who the culprits could possibly be. College students. It was college students. Okay? Just go to the nearest college. I promise you, there are like 15 frat pledges being forced to dry hump it in the quad. The Canadian Mounted Police actually don't have any clues, so the public has been asked to keep an eye out for the giant stuffed bear, which shouldn't be hard to find since it was totally stolen by college students and is definitely a bong now.
Really?
That is really not how I would have had you make that graphic for the... That is... Okay. All right. Let's talk later about that graphic. Meanwhile, a monkey is on the run in the Scottish Highlands. Or as the Scottish News reported it, Did you ken a wee bonny monkey that skid away breaking brattle? Scottish authorities have been tracking the escaped monkey using thermal imaging drones. Well, that's a rookie move. Everybody knows only animals can arrest other animals. It's in the UN Charter. You have to deploy SEAL Team 6. The situation has been tense. As one local put it, you would think we were chasing an international fugitive instead of an innocent monkey. Yes, he's just a sweet little monkey. Let's check in on him. What's the little guy been up to? Now, here's the thing. That same local in the article actually spotted the monkey in his backyard, describing the monkey's expression as sheepish, adding, "It looked at me. I looked at him. It was shocking and wonderful all at once." Did that guy f*** the monkey? Is that possible? Did that happen? Does that happen in Scotland? Do they do that? I know sheep. I don't know about monkeys. We will continue to update you as the story develops. And I'm sorry, is this true? I'm being told the escaped monkey has been caught after being sedated with a tranquilizer dart and taken back to the park. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, hey, Steve, did you know the monkey was caught? And if you did know, why did you do 2 minutes of jokes about it being on the loose? Well, the answer is kind of complicated. I like the jokes and I wanted to say them. Hey. We already paid for that SEAL Team mock-up. It's called a sunk cost. Meanwhile, in England, after being found inside a 19th century cabinet, a 285-year-old lemon was auctioned for $1,780. Reminds me of the famous saying by American writer Elbert Hubbard, when life gives you 285-year-old lemons, do not make lemonade. Some dumbass will pay almost $2,000 for it. Do you know how many leeches you could buy for that? That's the lemon. Now, strangely, the lemon was inscribed with a message given by Mr. P. Lou Franchini, November 4th, 1739, to Miss E. Baxter, which is why, in the same cabinet, they found Miss E. Baxter's diary with the entry, "Dear Diary, I have ended my courtship with Mr. P. Lou Franchini, for he just gave me an inscribed lemon. I think his mind has been taken by the French disease." Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.